Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joining us now is Pastor Corey Brooks, good friend of the show, founder of New Beginnings Church, Project Hood. Pastor, thanks for hopping on with us here this morning.
Hey, John, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, it makes me feel so guilty when I say something like that. In fact, Elif was pushing to chat with you this morning, and I honestly said, boy, it's another shooting. I don't know what else to say about it. But I guess keeping the conversation going, at least in productive ways, this is how we slowly but surely start to tackle this a little better. Am I wrong, right? I don't know.
No, you're right. I think we have to constantly keep talking about it. We have to constantly keep bringing attention and awareness to it. We have to hopefully believe that people are going to become sensitive so that they believe that something can be done. I think when we lose hope and we lose compassion, that's when we're definitely in trouble. So the fact that you talk about it, the fact that you all are bringing it up, that is a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm always left with... I think we're better about this conversation now, especially, I hope, after what happened, the murder of George Floyd, and how a lot of people who aren't black came to the Black Lives Matter rallies and those sorts of things. Maybe our consciousness is up a little bit about this. But what are tangible things, besides just talking about it, that people can do? I imagine that it's not always just a violence thing. I measure it's visiting different neighborhoods that you're not used to visiting, doing business in neighborhoods that you're not used to doing business. I mean, there's a lot of different things that we can do, everyone, to help out a lot of other places.
Absolutely. I tell people this all the time and everywhere I go, whenever I'm asked to speak in different environments, and especially as it relates to helping to solve violence and poverty on the south side of Chicago. One, you have to find organizations that are grassroots and hands-on, like Project Hood, like our organization. We deal with the violence. We deal with the poverty. And when you find those type of organizations that are working with the poverty, there are three things you got to do, and I'll say them quickly. One, you got to give some time. Just a little time. These organizations, sometimes they need some virtual time. Sometimes they need some hands-on time, but give them some of your time. The second thing is give them some of your talents. There are so many people who are so gifted, skilled, and have so many abilities that they could share with these not-for-profits who are trying to build entrepreneurs, who are trying to rehab houses, who are trying to transform lives, and they can give their talents to help in those endeavors. And when that is not possible, one of the things that these not-for-profits like Project Hood need, we need resources so you can give your treasure. So your time, your talents, and your treasure are things that all of us can contribute according to the need. And when we find those organizations like Project Hood, we need to do that if we want to solve the issues of the violence on the south side of Chicago and the west side of Chicago in our most impoverished areas.
I have had the very great blessing of being when we were on the mornings for the jam, reporting from all sorts of different neighborhoods. Yeah. Not the news of the day, but working with organizations, finding cool things that were happening in neighborhoods. I remember I did it one day where I was doing a tour of the North Lawndale neighborhood during the show, went to about five or six spots. I was blown away at how many cool things there are in these neighborhoods and how many 99.99%, like most neighborhoods, everyone is just trying to do the good thing. And I felt a connection there, right? And even if it wasn't a ton of time, it was some time, and maybe the next time it could be another neighbor. And, that's because I'm lucky to do that on a TV show. But there are organizations like yours that literally, I think that if people can put some shoes on the ground in some places that they have never been before and just talk to people, that changes a lot.
It changes a whole lot. If you talk to a lot of the people who live in the Lake Forest area or the Libertyville area who have donated their time and energy and efforts, especially on our food drives or doing entrepreneurship or participating in our galas or golf outings to help our organization. I think if you talk to those individuals, you'll find that them participating and communicating with us, they've learned a lot and they've helped us a lot. And I think it is that relationship that needs to be built, that the bridge that needs to be crossed if we're ever going to solve these issues. They're tough issues. They're difficult issues. But together, we can solve these issues. We live in a very intelligent country. We just have to learn to be compassionate to help one another and be willing to share everything that we can to make things happen and transform.
I think a lot of people, when they see what happens, they either turn the other way, as I was saying, or
yes.
they say something online or to someone else that, and maybe for no fault of their own, is just ignorant. Or it's a top-down way of looking at things. Like, here's what they need to do. Here's what these people yeah. need to do. And I feel like that is can do even more harm when someone supposes what another neighborhood needs, right? Like, you need
Absolutely.
To you need to know the people to know what they need. They know what they
yeah,
need.
Exactly. You need to walk in our shoes for a little while. You need to have a relationship with us. You need to build talk and conversation. It's almost like me trying to tell you what to do in your household when I don't have a relationship with you, when I don't talk with you, I don't discuss it. It's easier to be an armchair quarterback like people do on Sundays for football games. It's more difficult to get in the trenches and learn the plays and get on the field. And so we need people to not just say what they think ought to be done, but we would love for people to come down to the South Side of Chicago. We would love to talk with individuals who are interested in helping people transform their lives and really show them what's really taking place on the South Side. And then maybe they can learn, they can give us their best ideas, because we actually do need them.
I was reading a story from Block Club Chicago. It's an older story that they did about this Fold the Map project, where some people, some organization, I'll try and get the information during the commercial break, were literally folding a Chicago map, and wherever they live on the north side, wherever their fold crossed on the south side, they made contact with people in that neighborhood to try and develop a relationship. I thought it was a brilliant idea, because
yes.
we really aren't all that far apart.
That's right. And you know, and I'm glad that you all give me an opportunity to be on the this show with WGN, and because it gives me an opportunity to reach people that typically or normally I may not be able to reach, and to say, hey, listen, there's an organization on the south side of Chicago called Project Hood who would love for you to participate, who would love for you to get to know what we're doing, who would love for you to come and help us either virtually or come down and be hands-on and get to know us. We want to build relationships. We want to build a bridge, because we realize that we are all in this together, and that's the way we make Chicago a better place, is when we do it together, not separate.
I'm convinced on that. I also feel like a lot of people, I think most people, especially our listeners here, they genuinely care and they want to
yeah.
help. I think the problem is it's like, what? I just drive to 67th and Ashland and start shopping around? Maybe that's part of it. But I think there's that apprehensive of like, I don't know that first step. So what you guys do at Project Hood, could you give us a couple specifics of events or things that you do that people could sign up for or go to the website to
yeah.
motivate them to that you kind of facilitate that apprehensive first part?
Absolutely. Well, one, you can go to our website, projecthood.org, and find out all the wonderful work that we do. Secondly, every Saturday, we're feeding thousands of people right here on the street on the south side of Chicago on 66 and King Drive. We set up boxes on both sides of the streets, and we pass out boxes of food to those who need. A lot of people from a lot of our donors come down. They bring their kids, and they assist. That's something that people can do hands-on with their family, friends, and coworkers. Another thing that we do is we have programs like job programs. We have construction school. We have an entrepreneurial school. We have all of these different opportunities for people to mentor individuals so that they can help to transform lives. And so on our website, we have a lot of different things. And then, of course, you can always participate in our gala and in our golf outing. We always need the assistance.
I'm always up for a golf outing, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
You know, and you mentioned your talents, your time, and your treasure. All three, of course, are super helpful. I mentioned the return on investment of time and talent is so huge. The connection
yeah.
that you make with someone, but then also you're more likely to do it again. And maybe then you give a little treasure if you can, right? Like,
yeah,
and also
absolutely.
You're helping, even if it's just one person through a mentorship, you're helping break a cycle. Perhaps.
That's it.
And you talk about a pond, throwing a rock in a pond, the ripple from that.
That's it, John. You hit it right there, the nail on the head. You're changing and breaking a cycle. A lot of times people don't realize, hey, if I mentor this person, they think that, you know, maybe I'm just helping this person. But what they don't realize is when they mentor that person, they're helping families. They're helping generations. They're breaking a cycle that's been in play for some time. And so we don't take mentorship lightly. It's very important, because you're exactly right. It gives us the opportunity to break a cycle in a family or in our neighborhood so that we don't have to continue down a negative path. We can insert some positivity and insert some love and compassion and get people on the right track.
And when that person that you mentor, maybe they'll become a mentor too, and the ripple goes further. All right, Pastor Brooks, give us the website or where people can reach you for more information.
That's projecthood.org. That's projecthood.org. And check out our website. And I want to say to you guys, thanks, John, you and John, for always allowing conversation and dialogue. You guys do an awesome job, and I appreciate it.
We appreciate that, too. Take care, all right?
All right, thanks.